This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're familiar that Parshas Nasai has 176 psukim, but the number 176 finds its way commonly as the sum total of the largest amount of Torah that Hashem bestows upon the Jewish people. So for instance, Maseches Baba Basra has 176 blat, Kuf Yates of Tehillim has 176 psukim, as well as Parshas Nasai. In fact, in the Sefer Michal Hamayim of Rabbi Chil Michal Hibner, he says, this is our tradition. If someone could explain it, his reward, Scharoi Kafel Min HaShamayim, his reward will be doubled from heaven. What exactly is the significance of number 176? So in the past, we've suggested that based on the Gemara in Brachos that says Perek Kuf Yutes in Tehillim has 8 psukim for each letter of the Aleph Beis. It's expounded betamanya api into 8 faces, which indicates that the number 176 actually reflects the giving of the Torah in a supernatural way. We all know that the number 8 reflects the supernatural. There's 7 days of the week. Mila is on the 8th day. Mila represents the supernatural. So 176 is the number 8 for each letter of the Aleph Beis. It's, so to speak, a supernatural dose of Torah. My friend, Rabbi Lan Rabinowitz from South Africa, shared with me from the Sefer Emunas Itacha, it's found on page Kuf Chaf Aleph, that Rav Moshe Wolfson, utilizing this idea that the number 8 reflects Lamala Min HaTeva, says this is very connected to the aftermath of Shavuos. We know we just counted 7 weeks until Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah, of course, was on the 50th day, so to speak, the number 8. We counted Sheva Shabbosois Tamimois Tiana. But there's another week that, so to speak, goes uncounted because this number is above and beyond mathematics. The 8th week begins with the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And actually, the Gemara tells us that during this 8th week, if one did not have a chance to bring karbanos on Shavuos proper, you have the whole week to bring the karbanos. So the 8th week is, so to speak, a supernatural gift to afford Klal Yisrael the opportunity to achieve during the week perhaps what they were not able to achieve on the Yom Tov of Shavuos itself. Likewise, says Rav Moshe Wolfson, even nowadays, if a Jew feels that he was not able to achieve on Shavuos what he would have liked to, you, so to speak, have this entire week to make up and to achieve and to accomplish in Limud HaTorah and in closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer all but makes the point that the Emunas Itacha leads us to this idea, although I'm not sure it actually says it. How appropriate then that during the 8th week we read Parshas Nasai, which is the reflection of this supernatural gift of 8 psukim for each letter of the Aleph Beis. In other words, Parshas Nasai is the most appropriate parsha to read in the aftermath of Shavuos, because the aftermath of Shavuos is Shavua Shemini, and Parshas Nasai represents that 8th dimension of Torah that is appropriate for this week. So this is another example of the idea that we've spoken about many times of Davar Yafa Be'itai, that Parshas Nasai is appropriately laid. Parshas Nasai, 8 psukim, so to speak, representative of each letter of the Aleph Beis, 176 psukim for the 8th week in the week following the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So may we be zeicha to take advantage of this extra opportunity and be mashlim whatever we were unable to on Shavuos itself. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.